Well, to celebrate the Current's 10th edition of Live Current, we are releasing two albums packaged together, Live Current Volume 10 and Live Current Cover to Cover. Rather than unveil a track per day, as we've done every year in the past, actually, Barb Abney is going to host a listening party today. Later on, it's actually going to start at noon and go through 2 o'clock when she's going to play all of the in-studio performances from both albums all afternoon long. And again, those are going to be with memories interspersed in there of the sessions from all of the hosts here on The Current and producers as well. We're going to invite you to share your thoughts on each track on Twitter at hashtag LiveCurrent. Now, the artwork for each Live Current release is always a very big deal as well. And this year, we had a contest. It was our first ever Design the Cover for Live Current competition, and we've got our winner here with us this morning. Jesse Lindhorst is a local graphic designer. He works during the day downtown at Duffy & Partners, where he's a graphic designer, does branding and packaging. He also does screen printing at the nonprofit Hamilton Ink Spot. Congratulations and welcome to The Current. Nice to see you.
Hey, nice to see you too. Yeah,
thanks for coming down. And we've also got with us Matt Perkins, our marketing director here for The Current. Thanks for stopping by, Matt.
Thank you.
This is the first year that we've put out the open call for artists. And so, Matt, I know that you were really kind of taking the lead on this project. When did you come up with the idea to have an open call instead of just calling up an artist in the Twin Cities?
Sure, yeah. To date, we've basically handpicked and selected all the artists on the Live Current compilation, for which we've had some really cool names come through. Everyone from Adam Turman to Tom Hazelmeyer, folks over at Burlesque of North America, Aesthetic Apparatus, the list goes on. So 9 of these now we've got under our belt. We think we've handpicked a lot of people who are pretty supreme when it comes to creative artists in this town. But the Twin Cities is full of creative people. So we're like, it's 10 years. We have to go big. We have to do something that we haven't done before. Let's open it up to whoever wants to apply for getting involved in this compilation. And that's what we did. We wanted to do something a little bit different. So we opened it up and actually had, I think, a little bit over 70 different people apply for
that's
this competition.
Huge.
So it's pretty awesome to get that kind
really,
of...
That had to be so hard to narrow down. Jesse, how did you hear about the contest?
I actually got an email from one of my friends from school who had stumbled across it, I think, on Twitter or something.
And where did you go to school?
I went to UW-Stout.
Okay.
Yep. And she knows that I'm really into illustration, and she thought that it would be a good fit for me to try out. So I just sent in the application, yeah.
When you heard about the Live Current Volume 10 cover design, when you sat down to start thinking of ideas, what kind of concept did you want to go for?
Because it's the 10th year, The Current kind of suggested doing something that holistically represented what The Current was all about over these 10 years, like what it really represents kind of beyond music. So I kind of wanted to bring forth the community and experiences that kind of music brings up within the community. So I started playing around with those ideas.
So we will have the artwork itself for you to be able to see over online right now, in fact, at thecurrent.org. If you're driving, please don't look at it. Check it out when you get to where you're going.
Well, maybe Jesse can paint us a verbal picture of what the cover looks like for Live Current Volume 10.
Right. For the Live Current Volume 10, I wanted to represent the big number 10, but kind of showing the community within it. So I drew out a bunch of different characters that represented all sorts of people from the community. Cyclists, photographers, people dancing, having picnics, babies, kids playing in the park, and anything that kind of brings forth that feeling and memories that music brings up.
I love the idea of actually having babies on there, because since we are 10 years old, we hear from people now who say, I've grown up with The Current, which is so bizarre to think, you know, it seems like just yesterday when we started this station, but now we have people who are, you know, walking around, who are conversant little people, you know, who weren't even around at the beginning.
If you were born in, what, 2000, the beginning of 2005, you don't know a world
without the current, which
is kind of interesting. Matt Perkins, marketing manager here at The Current. When you saw Jesse's design, what was your reaction?
So as we were going through all 70 submissions, and there's a handful of ones that we were kind of going back and forth between, but as soon as we stumbled upon Jesse's design and the work that he had done to date, it really just kind of resonated as he was talking about with all the things that kind of represents The Current, with the community impact that, you know, we strive to strive to be a part of every day, going beyond the music, being a part of people's lives. So that's really kind of what Jesse created in turn with the two covers too. So it's pretty cool.
Jesse, is this the first time that you've designed an album cover?
Yes.
That's
yes,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, what was your reaction to winning?
I didn't quite know how to take it in because on the entry application, it said that the Current would contact the winning artist within a certain amount of time, and that date had passed, so I figured that they had selected somebody already.
Right.
And then about a week later, I got an email from Matt saying that I had been chosen, and I thought it was kind of a joke almost at first. So
Jesse, congratulations. Oh, yeah. You know, here at The Current, we love, you know, celebrating the local music scene, but there's just so much more to it when it comes to our artists and, you know, the music scene and just everything that you can do, the biking scene and the park scene. And again, you're going to be a part of that. You're part of Current history. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We, again, will let you see the artwork right now over at thecurrent.org. Live Current Volume 10, our first ever 2-CD set, which we're going to be rolling out all the tracks from it. You're going to be able to find out what they are later today. Coming up starting at noon, Barb Abney is going to play all the tracks in order. CD 1 of tracks that are artists and their original material, and CD 2, all covers by artists that have visited our studios over the course of the past 10 years, almost 10 years. The CD is going to be available on the first day of The Current's fall member campaign, which kicks off on October 1st. So again, Jesse, thank you so much for coming in. Nice to see you. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Jesse Lindhorst, local graphic designer, winner of the Live Current Volume 10 Album Cover Design Contest. And Matt Perkins, marketing director here at The Current. Nice work in choosing this fine artist.
Thanks, Steve.
It's 89.3 The Current.